last year, 2015, we managed to crowdfund enough to go around the world in 18 days, meeting with 7 international banks, of whom include Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Bank of America, Credit Suisse, and Standard Chartered. Now, the important thing about Standard Chartered is that they had already given Adani $680 million, so almost $1 billion. And they had a relationship with Adani. Adani had been their customer for a while. And so we actually met with Standard Chartered after they refused our first request to meet with them. And then we were like, well, we're coming anyway. And so this was in London. We met with Standard Chartered. And we actually said, look, we haven't consented. And you, under the UN Convention around Business and Human Rights, actually have obligations to us to take that into account. And so we said, if you finance any part of this mine or this project while our people still have not consented, you are in breach of your obligations to us under this convention. And so we managed to, you know, there are 15, I think, of the largest fossil fuel investing banks in the world and financiers in the world who have said they are not going to touch this project. So bringing me back to what's happening at the moment with Adani meeting the Prime Minister yesterday and meeting the Premier today in Townsville, the Premier of Queensland, smoke and mirrors, because they're saying, oh, everything's great. We are ready to receive international investment into this project. But a year ago, we actually got word from most of these banks that we met with that, you know what, they were actually impressed that we got on a plane and it meant that much to us, the destruction of our country meant that much to us. So we got on a plane and went halfway around the world to tell these people, hey, we have said no and that means that you can't give them any money. And if any of these international financiers go back on their word, you know, we'll do what we need to do to make them keep their word to us.
What are the main concerns from the Wangan and Jagalingu Traditional Landowners Council about the Adani mine?
So this mine is the largest new proposed coal mine in the world and at full scale would be the largest in the history of the Southern Hemisphere, even by Australian standards. And so 40 kilometres by 13 kilometres of complete annihilation of WNJ country, but then also that 40 kilometre by 13 kilometre mine with 6 open cut pits, 16 underground pits is just 10 kilometres away from our natural springs that feed up from the Great Artesian Basin. And there is no one in the world that can tell us that a mine of this scale would not destroy those springs, which are a sacred place for us. And also that, combined with the complete annihilation of that country, just means that so our land will be poisoned and so will our water. And with poisoned country, everything dies and so does the spirit. And so how do we continue as a people, as the unique people with the identity of the land from that place, if that land no longer exists?
Today, Mr. Adani and the Premier are meeting to discuss the mine. What does that mean for your campaign?
For us, we've been fighting the Queensland State Government in the courts for a year now. So we've actually got 4 court cases, 3 of them in the federal court and 1 of them specifically against Mr. Lynham, the Minister for Mines, and the Queensland State Government in the Supreme Court of Queensland. And so we know that the Queensland State Government has been working, especially the Coordinator General, with Adani to facilitate this mine and do everything that they possibly can to ensure that this mine happens, even actively supporting Adani and Native Title rep bodies to work against the interests of the WNJ people. So it's no surprise for us. What it looks like is smoke and mirrors because we know that we have really strong legal cases running. And whatever happens, no matter how many times the Premier can say, oh, these are the final approvals, or Adani can say, we're at the final approval stage, we know what we're doing. We have, you know, a long-term strategy, and that's what we've been running with, and we're actually winning as well.
How much consultation have you had with the state government before they said that the mine was approved?
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has refused to meet with the Wangan and Jagalingu people. And in 2014, on the 4th of October, we said no to a mining deal with Adani. And we have been, our family council and our campaign has been running with that mandate for 2 years now. Yeah, and so there's this thing within the Native Title Act. Now, the Native Title Act is the legislation that's residing over all of the business to do with the Wangan and Jagalingu people and Adani. And so there's this thing in the Native Title Act called a right to negotiate. Now, what that actually means is a mining company can approach the traditional owners of any area where they want to do a project and say, we'll give you this. And you sign away your native title rights and interests, and you give us this extinguishment area, which means you surrender your native title rights and interests to that area from that day forward. So Adani did that with us, and we said, no, we don't want your mine and we don't want your money, because we're going to, you know, we're here to look after our country. As for the state and their involvement, the Coordinator General has worked to facilitate a stitch-up deal with Adani. And we know that this has happened because the state government of Queensland have actually joined actions, court actions, that the council has put in that they didn't need to join. But they've made their position very, very clear. And also the Minister for Mines, Mr. Lynham, actually wrote to W&J and my uncle, Adrian, saying that while the federal court judicial review was running, that they would not do anything that sort of preempt a decision of the court. But we know that while we're still waiting for a decision of my Uncle Adrian's federal court judicial review, the Minister for Mines on the 3rd of April actually issued mining leases to Adani.